The change to the Bassmaster Classic to go to February has changed a lot of things, and I think for the better a lot of times, because I think it used to be, you know, when it was in August, it was a deep water type situation. It could have been something where, you know, guys were fishing ledges, or maybe, you know, if the water was flooded at the time, maybe you're going to be fishing brush and some of those kind of things. But with the February start, it makes it a lot different. And sometimes a finesse technique comes into play, and then also maybe some of the big jig bites are there as well. But with me today is Jeremy Altman from Buckeye Lures. And Jeremy, I guess, you know, the first thing is you guys are right down there in the heart of where this tournament's going to be held there at Hartwell. And you guys have got some products that should play pretty well in this tournament.
Yeah, that's correct. I think probably the tournament is primarily going to be schooling fish and then some jig fish. We've got several baits, one of them in particular, the Ditch Blade. And that is basically a jig head with a weight on bottom weighted, basically keel weighted, if you will, with a little blade that you attach a fluke or a grub or something like that, and you fish in the ditches or in the backs of pockets or where these fish are congregating. It's a great schooling bait. You can fish it multiple ways. You can fish it slow, or you can rip it through schooling fish. You can hop it off of the bottom, and I think that's going to be one of the key players in this classic is a bait like that. We've sent multiple baits to pros that are going to use those this year in the Classic, and I think that's going to be a real good bait. There's another bait that's similar to that that we do not have the keel weighting on that's a little bit more for fish higher up in the water column, and that is going to be the Suspend Blade. And that Suspend Blade is basically the same, but it's got a double willow leaf blade on it that you can attach a fluke or a grub or something of that nature, and you can actually work it through the schooling fish. It's a little bit more for fish schooling on the surface. Those two are going to be really key.
Well, you mentioned a lot of baits that right now, of course, we're doing this radio interview here in November and, you know, getting ready for everything, and I think it's funny, you know, we're talking about something in February, but this fall feed right now, you know, a lot of places across the country are starting to see bass go for that fall feed. Those baits ought to work pretty well there.
They do. They are just starting as this water temp cools down. More and more fish are schooling, and they're pulling up into the pockets and getting in the grass, and they are starting to work, you know, as we speak right now. We've just finally seen the fish getting out of their summertime pattern and start pulling up, chasing bait, and which is a good thing. You
know. The country, in particular the southeastern part of the country, has been wrought with no rain, and I'm sure you guys are the same at Hartwell. Is that going to play, do you think, in February, or do you think you'll have rain by then?
That's going to be a big role. We do not expect the lake to come up much at all, and we actually expect it to go down. All the lakes along the Savannah River, you know, chain are down except for Russell. Clark Hill, I believe, right now is down 12 feet, and Hartwell is somewhere in that neighborhood also. And that's going to play a real key role. It's people that fish the lake a lot and are used to where the fish, you know, are going to be at full pool, it's going to totally change it.
You have a very strong regional following, and in recent years have got a national reputation for making great products. And, you know, I always call the FLW Trail kind of the spinning rod and shaky head tour right now, and, you know, based on the waters that they've been fishing, a lot of guys are having to use that. You guys have played a big role in that.
We have, you know, one of our key baits, the Spot Remover, which was introduced, 5-6 years ago. That is an excellent go-to bait for any kind of finesse technique, or when the fish get shut down and, you know, you really need to get those 5 bites. Spot Remover has played a big role in that, and don't count out, you know, a technique like that. If a major front comes through and really pushes the fish down, the fishing can get really tough. And with the addition of no water in the lake and no cover for these fish to get around, it's going to play a key role. Spot Remover could very well be a technique that fishermen are going to use, and I know probably a lot of fishermen are going to go to a jig, which is a technique that when the fishing gets tough typically is a way to get a few big bites, and our mop jig and also our football jig are probably going to be a good bait that they're going to be throwing.
Well, you know, that football head and the mop jig both have got good national reputation now, and, you know, one of the things that makes your baits probably different than others is the fact that, you know, the paint schemes and some of those kind of things are very unique. But Buckeye has been building quality products for quite some time.
We have. We've been in business now coming on 10 years, and we have really got quite an extensive product line now, and we cover pretty much the whole spectrum except for plastics. And we've got a few exciting baits that we've just come out this year. I mentioned before the suspend blade and the football jig. And we've also got a new little crankbait called a short circuit crankbait, which is a flat bait. And we've got a couple other exciting products coming up that we're going to introduce in the spring that I know everybody will look forward to seeing. Mop jig in particular has come on strong. It's really one of the few jigs out there with that heavy living rubber, and it's really a big fish bait, and a lot of the pros throw it when they're looking for five bites, you know, that need to be quality fish. It's a real good bait for that.
Well, go over your pro staff if you would. You got some pretty good names in that group.
We do. Davey Height is one of our headliners, and of course he's a big fan of the mop jig. Anthony Gagliardi, which was the 2006 FLW Angler of the Year, is on our pro staff as well, and he's been with us for a while and done a lot of good things for us. Tom Mann Jr. has recently signed on within the past year, I guess you'd say, and he's been kind of the inspiration behind the ditch blade and the suspend blade. Then we have various other, Dwayne Horton, which has probably been with us for 6 years. He's an FLW Tour Pro also. And then we have various other BFL contestants and BASS Open on the Bassmaster Series. Jason Williamson is one of them. Cliff Pace does a crankbait sponsorship with us. And then we probably have somewhere around 40 other individuals that fish the local trails, the BFL regionals and Bassmaster Series and tournaments like that that are really supportive of us.
Well, I tell you, Craig Johnson's another one that I know of who's just absolutely out there beating the bushes trying to make a living at this sport, and he talks about you guys very highly.
Yeah, Craig has been with us for probably, gosh, I guess 4 or 5 years, and he's been a real real good pro for us also. He always talks about our products and does one important thing is he really fishes with them and shows people how to fish them, and that's very important.
Yeah, I call him Clark's Hill Craig. You know, he seems like he owns that body of water. When anything comes there, you can usually find his name in the top group. But as you progress now, you know, going from a regional company to a national one, and I know you started out being a national one, but you know, a lot of people had this affinity in this general geographic area, that Savannah River area, that you guys were there, and boy, you know, if you're not fishing with their bait, you're not going to be able to catch them. You know, what are some of the things you can look forward to as far as advertising and stuff in the future for you guys in marketing? What are you doing there?
Well, we primarily try to support the fishermen, the pros. We do as much as we can there. We come out with as many new and innovative baits as we possibly can, and we listen to the fishermen in coming up with those. That's been one of our biggest deals is, you know, a lot of our pros say, hey, I need something that'll do this, and we kind of run with it in that aspect. We always do several TV shows. We do various sponsorships throughout Bassan and stuff like that. So we hope to continue that growth as we continue, you know, to broaden our spectrum in the market. And we've got a pretty good following, especially, middle states and Texas is a big bass area, as you know now, and moving on out to California. So, you know, we hope to keep on producing products and selling throughout the nation.
Well, I look forward to seeing you at the Classic. I know I'll see you probably before that boat show season, just right around the corner. I know you guys are active there, and appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
I certainly appreciate it, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.